Unit 7. Tape script 7.1. 1.
He wrote novels about Victorian life. She writes novels about modern people and their relationships.
2.
He wrote 47 novels, travel books, biographies, and short stories. She has written over 20 novels. She started writing in her 30s.
3.
She has lived in the west of England for 40 years. He lived in Ireland for 18 years.
4.
She has been married twice and has 2 daughters. She married for the first time in 1966. He was married and had 2 sons.
Tape script 7.2. 1.
Anthony Trollope travelled to South Africa, Australia, Egypt, and the West Indies. Joanna Trollope has travelled to many parts of the world.
2.
She's won many awards, and several of her stories have appeared on TV.
3.
Her first book came out in 1980. Since then, she has sold more than 5 million copies.
4.
She went to school in the south of England and studied English at Oxford University, but she has lived in the country for most of her life.
5.
She writes her books by hand. She has had the same pen since 1995.
Tape script 7.3. 1.
How long has she lived in the west of England?
For 40 years.
2.
What did she study at university?
English.
3.
How many novels has she written?
More than 20.
4.
How many books has she sold?
Over 5 million.
5.
When did her first novel come out?
In 1980.
6.
How many times has she been married?
Twice.
7.
Has she got any children?
Yes, 2 daughters.
8.
How long has she had her pen?
Since 1995.
Tape script 7.4. 1.
I've known my best friend for years. We met when we were 10.
2.
I last went to the cinema 2 weeks ago. The film was rubbish.
3.
I've had this watch for 3 years. My dad gave it to me for my birthday.
4.
We've used this book since the beginning of term. It's not bad. I quite like it.
5.
We lived in our old flat from 1988 to 1996. We moved because we needed somewhere bigger.
6.
We haven't had a break for an hour. I really need a cup of coffee.
7.
I last had a holiday in 1999. I went camping with some friends.
8.
This building has been a school since 1985. Before that, it was an office.
Tape script 7.5.
Where do you live, Olga?
In a flat near the park.
How long have you lived there?
For 3 years.
And why did you move?
We wanted to live in a nicer area.
Tape script 7.6.
And that was the latest record from Style called Give It To Me. And guess who I've got sitting right next to me in the studio? I've got Susie Tyler and Guy Holmes, who are the two members of Style. Welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot.
Now, you two have been very busy this year, haven't you? You've had a new album out and you've been on tour. How are you feeling?
Pretty tired. We've just got back from Holland, and in April we went to Japan and Australia, so yeah, we've travelled a lot this year.
But we've made a lot of friends and we've had some fun.
Tell us something about your background. What did you do before forming Style?
Well, we both played with a lot of other bands before teaming up with each other.
Mm-hmm. Who have you played with, Susie?
Well, over the years, I've sung with Lionel Richie and Phil Collins and a band called Ace.
Ah, and what about you, Guy?
I've recorded with Genesis and UB40 and, of course, Happy Mondays.
Why is Happy Mondays so important to you?
Because I had my first hit record with them. The song was called Mean Street, and it was a hit all over the world. That was in 1995.
So how long have you two been together as Style?
Since 1997. We met at a recording studio while I was doing some work with Bon Jovi. We started chatting, and Guy asked me if I'd like to work with him, and it all started from there.
Susie, you're obviously the vocalist, but do you play any music yourself?
Yes, I play keyboards.
And what about you, Guy?
I play guitar and harmonica. I can play the drums, but when we're doing a concert, we have a backing group.
So, where have you two travelled to?
Well, I sometimes think that we've been everywhere, but we haven't really. We've toured in Europe, Italy, Holland, and we've done Japan mm-hmm. and Australia. But we've never been to America. That's the next place we'd like to go. And then Eastern Europe. I'd love to play in these places.
You forgot Sweden. We went there 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Over the years, you've made a lot of records. Do you know exactly how many?
That's a difficult question.
Well, about how many?
Oh, I don't know. Perhaps about 25?
Yeah, something like that.
Mm.
And how long have you been in the music business?
I guess about 15 years. I've never had another job. I've only ever been a musician since I was 17.
I've had all sorts of jobs. When I left college, I worked as a waitress, a shop assistant, a painter, a gardener. I could go on and on.
Well, stop there, because now you're a member of a band. Susie and Guy, it was great to talk to you. Good luck with a new record.
Thanks.
Thanks.
And now for something different.
Tape script 7.7. 1.
Do you still play tennis? Not regularly, just now and then when I have time.
2.
This is a pretty relaxed place to work. There aren't many do's and don'ts.
3.
Here you are at last. I've been so worried. Thank goodness you've arrived safe and sound.
4.
Do you like your new job?
Yes and no. The money's okay, but I don't like the people.
5.
Sometimes there are too many people in the house. I go into the garden for a bit of peace and quiet.
6.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It gives me great pleasure to talk to you all tonight.
7.
How's your gran?
Up and down. There are good days and then not such good days.
8.
Here's supper. Careful, it's hot.
Fish and chips. Yummy.
Tape script 7.8. 1.
Do you like learning English, Elsa?
Yes.
Do you like learning English, Elsa?
Yes, I do. I love it. It's the language of Shakespeare.
2.
Are those new jeans you're wearing?
No.
Are those new jeans you're wearing?
No, they aren't. I've had them for ages.
3.
Have you got the time, please?
No.
Have you got the time, please?
No, I haven't. I'm so sorry.
4.
Can you play any musical instruments?
Yes.
Can you play any musical instruments?
Yes, I can, actually. I can play the violin.